Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Happy New Year. Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Julian Krieger speaks with our classical contributor, Charles Greenfield, about the Friends of Chamber Music of Miami's exciting 59th season, which is ongoing through April. COO Nanette Zapata of the Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden shares her enthusiasm about their new Rose and McQuillan Art Center and their latest Dale Chihuly exhibition. Chef Norman Van Aken plates up a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Well, it's growing by leaps and bounds. The Miami Jewish Film Festival opens on the 15th. Here's our film critic Dan Hudak with his preview.
With more than 11,000 expected attendees, the Miami Jewish Film Festival has become the largest Jewish cultural event in Florida, and this year's edition is more expansive than ever. Sprawling over six venues, three temples, and almost all of Miami, the festival will screen more than 70 films and host more than 50 filmmakers and guests during its run from January 15th through the 29th. It's become, in a word, huge, but not overwhelmingly so for festival director Igor Steinberg, who took over the festival last year and has revitalized its offerings with year-round screenings and cultural outreach programs. This year's opening night film is Mr. Kaplan, a dark comedy about a Jewish retiree who's convinced that the shy, old German owner of a local restaurant is, in fact, a former Nazi on the run. Another notable film is the Florida premiere of Anita B., which tells the true story of a young Auschwitz survivor who tries to rebuild her life after the war. Here's a bit of the film's trailer.
You know what my dream is if I ever do reach Palestine? I want to write. I want to invent a world that doesn't exist.
The only thing that bothers me is that I can't talk to anyone about what we went through. If I can, I'm going to go away from here.
The 18th annual Miami Jewish Film Festival will also spotlight new voices in Jewish cinema, German Jewish cinema, a short film showcase, and much more. Here with me to discuss it all is festival director Igor Steinberg. Igor, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Certainly a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been doing the job for more than a year now. What's been your biggest surprise?
The confidence that the film community has had in our organization. We've been able to rebrand and revitalize an 18-year-old festival into something that is now recognized as an international cultural event. So the films that we're going to be premiering, 11 of which are North American premieres, is unheard of, really, within the Jewish sector. And we are so privileged and so honored to have been able to grow so fast and so large.
So obviously you've grown. I wanted to ask you what your approach to programming the festival was. Aside from getting bigger and better, is there anything you're specifically dialing into?
Truly, we're looking to have the festival be a presence year-round. So we've already had over 30 screenings leading up to the January 18th annual celebration. Within the particular platform of our festival in January, we're trying to bring together the best of the best that the industry has to offer in terms of Jewish interest and themed films. We've found films that are selective in their documentary formats, in their narrative film formats, and particularly outstanding films within the short film genre. These are films that have touched my heart, that have left an everlasting impression, and I can't wait really to share them and celebrate them with the entire Greater Miami community. The specifics in terms of targeting which particular films we want to show and not show is really quite a broad question. It really is a film that I have to lose sleep over and feel that it has impacted me in such a direct way that I must show it. There's something that important at stake, that it's going to touch and inspire and perhaps even have a cultural insight for our audience.
Movies, as I often say on ArtsBeat, are a reflection of the society in which they're made. I'm going to presume, and if this is not accurate, please tell me, that when you have movies with heavy Jewish themes, that some trends might emerge from it. Is there any kind of all-encompassing theme that could speak to what Jewish identity is right now in 2014?
Oddly enough, I think that where last year we had a sense of comedy and laughter to have been evocative of the films we were showing, this year I think there's a dominance towards women interest. And many of the films, including Get, which is Israel's official Oscar entry, hearken towards that particular element. What is the woman's identity within the Jewish community? How are they able to relate within a male-dominant society? And these are heavy-hitting points that these movies address, but they do it in such a unique way and so powerfully, such as Get, which is one of the most Bergman-esque movies you'll see in the next decade, I think, that they really plant a seed of thought in you that grows and blossoms over days, months, and hopefully it's going to stay with you over a year or so. I think that's what the resonant theme thus far has been in some of the selections. Of course, we have films that are much lighter. We are going to be showing Israel's first sci-fi horror movie ever made as a drive-in experience. We're also going to be showing some very lovely documentaries that have a much lighter theme. So there's going to be something for everyone. I think overall that's the kind of important draw that I'm hoping people are going to get out of it. This is not a festival that's just specific towards the Jewish community. It's a festival that's specific towards the art lovers and film lovers in the entire Greater Miami community.
We're talking with Igor Steinberg, the director of the Miami Jewish Film Festival, which begins January 15th. You're all over Miami this year. And I think about this question, I think, well, we have Jewish people all over Miami, so why not? But the concern from my perspective is, aren't you worried about spreading yourself too thin?
It's a shared concern, but there's been such demand last year. 90% of the films we showed last year were either sold out or at rush line. This year, given that need, we decided we had to expand ourselves and give everyone the opportunity to take advantage of a festival. We had to turn so many people away. We received an abundance of calls, people desperately asking us, even willing to bribe us, to just get into a movie. And we needed to kind of really pay attention to that particular yearning, and we wanted to fulfill it. And by expanding the way we have, by growing to 9 venues, over 70 movies, we feel that this is a way that everyone's going to have an opportunity to see these films and experience them, and again, find messaging through them and hopefully become empowered by them.
Just curious, what do they offer as bribes?
We're going to have to keep that in the closet for now.
You're starting with Mr. Kaplan. This is Uruguay's foreign language Oscar entry. For
yes.
Those who don't know, when you hear foreign language Oscar entry, what happens is each country sends one movie to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The Academy has a screening committee. They choose the 5 Oscar nominees when the time comes. Mr. Kaplan is Uruguay's submission, and it's opening your festival.
It's an amazingly lovable black comedy. I can't really truly wait for our audience to experience this delightful film. It's going to really hit all the right buttons. And I really believe that the Academy will be foolish not to decide to have it represent in the foreign language category.
Igor Steinberg, director of the Miami Jewish Film Festival, with us. Spotlight on German cinema at this year's Miami Jewish Film Festival.
German cinema has such a rich history with past directors such as Werner Herzog, Rainer Werner Fassbinder, and we were very lucky that this year there has been such a great breadth of selections. Some of the films are going to really hit on the theme of Holocaust. Others, such as from the director of The Counterfeiters, who won an Academy Award for that particular film, is providing an experimental documentary about exactly what was the banality of evil. The selection of films from this particular spotlight are prominent, but it's also due to the support that the German consulate has provided us in this community. And they've done so much good within Miami that we felt this was the best way for us to connect with them, strengthen our partnership, and celebrate them as a partner. And so we feel so lucky to be sharing these great movies as partners with the German consulate this year.
You have more than 50 filmmakers and guests coming to town, including producer Nancy Spielberg. I know what everyone's thinking. She's his sister. Tell us about some of the guests.
Well, Nancy, first and foremost, is absolutely adorable, and I can't wait to have her here in our community. and for us to really connect with her. She is indeed the sister of Steven Spielberg, but she also has a creative line within her work. This isn't the first film she's produced, and hopefully not the last. It's an amazing film about a band of brothers who went to Israel and tried to defend Israel during the War of Independence, and this is an amazing movie called Above and Beyond. We're also going to have Lacey Schwartz. She's a first-time director of a movie called Little White Lie. A movie has had amazing traction in New York Times, MSNBC, and we're going to have her here in person. The film talks about racial issues and tensions within the Jewish community, and it's one of those films that's going to really touch your heart and hopefully, again, leave a lasting impression that we could all carry on given the current topical climate that we're in now in this particular theme.
Sounds awesome. And tell us the one thing you want people to take from the festival this year.
Please, 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 just celebrate the unexpected.
And on that note, Igor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Miami Jewish Film Festival will be held January 15th through the 29th. Screenings are at the O Cinema in Miami Shores, Cosford Cinema in Coral Gables, Regal South Beach and Miami Beach Cinematheque in South Beach, Blue Starlight Drive-In in Coconut Grove, and the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center in Aventura. For more information, go to miamijewishfilmfestival.org or call 305-573-7304. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.